Today on the show, Season 2, Episode 10, Organized Religious Institutions. I talk today about some of the reasons why people are turning away from organized religious institutions in favor of their own personal ways of expressing spiritual beliefs. For the question of today, I answer the question, do I believe in miracles? Coming up on your favorite podcast show, Cup of Tao, starting right now. You're listening to Cup of Tao with your host, Chris L. McClish. Chris is a man with many roles, many journeys, and one spirit. Hi, how are you doing today? As always, I hope you're doing well and that anything that's stressful that's bothering you or that you're going through will turn out okay. Today, I want to talk a little bit about how, for many people, attending a place of worship such as a church, or maybe even considering oneself being a part of an organized religion, is starting to lose its appeal. According to a recent Gallup poll, church attendance has been declining, at least in the U.S., but I would suspect in many other parts of the world, it's the case as well. As Taoists, we may be attracted to some teachings, or we may enjoy the teachings or personality of a religious clergy member or a leader at our local religious institution that's not Taoist related. And we may decide to attend that other religion and extract what we need from the teachings and then leave what doesn't fit our Taoist worldview. Yet there are many reasons for people who were previously part of an organized religion to steer away from religious institution these days. And I'm going to talk about some of these reasons. I think one of the reasons is sometimes the place of worship is so large as to have kind of a coldness to it, where you don't really feel like you're part of a family atmosphere. You feel left out. In contrast, there might be a place in a small town or a village or area where everyone knows everyone else's business, and you feel too much a sense of having seen all the gossip and the politics, not having enough autonomy there. A third reason is you see hypocrisy. People expressing beliefs or listening to teachings, and then going out and behaving the opposite. I can't tell you how many times I have practically been ran over in a church parking lot, like as if all the other teachings of love and kindness remained at the church building as drivers got into their cars. A fourth reason is disagreement with some of the things that have happened within the organization, i.e., currently in the Catholic religion, some of the issues surrounding priests who have abused children. A fifth reason? Being forced by one's parents to attend a particular church or subscribe to a particular religious view sometimes has the opposite reverse effect, where many adults grow up and rebel against that particular religion in favor of finding their own path. A sixth reason is finding another religious institution, or finding individual spiritual beliefs that pull you away from that organization or from organized religions in general. A seventh reason, overemphasis on obtaining financial support and contributions. This can be a turnoff for many people, going into a church and listening to repeated lectures on how the church needs you to tithe or give money to the institution, especially in places where the pastor might drive a nice vehicle or live lavishly. An eighth reason is overzealous promises of miracles and cures, as you sometimes see in TV evangelists. A ninth reason, fire and brimstone threats of hell or punishment if you do not comply with the teachings, or being admonished if you don't do exactly as everyone in the church does or believes the way they do, which for many people contrast against a notion of a loving, compassionate, and forgiving God. So how about you? Have you ever been to a church or a temple or been part of a organized religious institution which didn't mesh with what you personally believe? Or did you find yourself drifting away from it for whatever reason? I've been to ones where other beliefs and other churches were seen as bad, and where the religious leader badmouthed other systems. I could tell you all sorts of stories of going from the fire and brimstone places to contrasting places where love and acceptance were the rule. Typically, members of a particular church or religious organization will have their own unique interpretations and personal spirituality. In other words, not everyone will agree on everything, even members of the same religious tradition. Have you ever examined or even outlined your own personal spirituality? Do you feel like you have a connection to something greater than yourself? How have your beliefs changed over your life? And have you ever really mapped out or written out what's your concept of a deity, regardless of whether it be a life force found in all things or a more personal type of being? Do you live according to some moral code or guideline? If you get a chance this week, look at some of your own unique spiritual beliefs. Do your beliefs appear to fit into a Taoist framework? Is that kind of what attracted you to Taoism? And how are your beliefs evolving or changing over time? I hope you find that your spirituality and your personal beliefs will reveal something about yourself and which direction you're headed. Remember, as Taoists, we have no need to be zealous evangelists. You may have a real conviction to your beliefs, and those new to Taoism may be so excited that you want to share your passion with others. But realize that each person is drawn to their religion or beliefs for some reason, and we have no order or need to really convert other people. Time for the question of today. Jade in Sydney, Australia writes, "Do you believe in miracles?" Excellent question, Jade. My answer is a definite yes. The "why do miracles happen" question is an underlying question that's even more mysterious. We hear so much about people overcoming incredible odds or about some phenomenon happening that can't be explained by science. In my own life, I've experienced times when positive things happen that seem to come out of nowhere, especially when I needed a miracle to happen. And it is miracles that have kept me from being a nihilist or 100% atheist, and which has tamed my skepticism in some form of intelligent design and function in the universe. There will be an upcoming episode where I plan to discuss a term I borrowed from Carl Jung, and that is called synchronicity, which is going to be about experiences that we have that seem beyond just chance occurrence, where I will get into why I believe in what could also be called miracles, and maybe even some, I hate to use the word, psychic occurrences or mystical connections. Despite such things happening, I still remain a skeptic and even question whether or not these things actually happen to me. And then I try to explain them away with science or alternative explanations. But I do want to put forth some of these anyway. And I'd love to hear from you. If you have had miracles or interesting experiences of synchronicity or things that you can't explain beyond science, or memories that you can't explain of possibly another life, send me your story and let me know if you want it shared on the show or not. And I want to continue thanking you for sending me positive comments and feedback about the show. Thanks to Jade for the question of today, and thank you for listening. Before I let you go, I do have a few messages. Don't forget to subscribe to my show in your podcast player app or to the RSS feed. You can find my email address, contact information, a disclaimer, and more information in the show notes, so please check those out. Be sure and purchase my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms,
Taoist Psychology for Today's Uncertain Times. Look for the book wherever you buy books. Available in written and digital format.
Hey, that's all for today's show. I'll see you next week. Have a good week. May peace and love be with you. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good day. This podcast is a Coach CMC production.